Labradors, Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds, Rottweilers, Bulldogs and French Bulldogs. Most breeds have some kind of condition that they're more likely to get hip dysplasia. It's abnormal development of the hips. From a surgical perspective, we do things like hip replacements, elbow dysplasia, the airway issue. A lot of breeders will do screening tests on their breeding stock. There's insurance that you can get early on, because once those things have shown up, they're now pre-existing conditions.
We have a very special guest today, Dr. Mike King. He is a board certified veterinary surgeon at Canada West Veterinary Specialists.
Pleasure to be here.
It might be helpful for pet owners, especially those getting dogs from breeders, to get a little bit of a heads up on what common breed-related surgical conditions should people know about ahead of time before getting a certain breed.
And how
can they best be prepared or know how to prevent needing surgery on those high-risk breeds?
Most breeds have some kind of condition that they're more likely to get than another breed. And some of that can be very minor and not a big deal, and other things that can be quite debilitating or even shorten their life. So from a surgical perspective, the ones that are most common that we would want to warn people about or make them aware of are hip dysplasia is a really common one. That's actually the most common orthopedic condition in dogs. And hip dysplasia just means abnormal development of the hips. From puppyhood, as they're growing, the ball in socket joint doesn't form as tightly as it should. It ends up being a bit loose and it's kind of banging around in there, and that results in initially some discomfort, and then later on in life, varying degrees of arthritis. They don't all need surgery by any means. The majority can be managed medically, but even that can be debilitating and potentially expensive over time. So, you know, from a surgical point of view, we do things like hip replacements in dogs that need it. But like I said, that's not the majority of them. But to be aware that dogs that are at high risk for that are aware ahead of time. There's insurance that you can get early on, because once those things have shown up, they're now pre-existing conditions. So you want to get onto that sooner, or making sure that you're aware that things could get expensive later on. And so preparing for that. And the breeds there are most commonly at Labradors, Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds would be the main ones to mention to folks. Interestingly, Bulldogs actually have the highest incidence of hip dysplasia, but because of their other conformation issues and they don't tend to be big athletes, it actually doesn't affect them nearly as much as your typical Golden Retriever. So if you dealing with those breeds, just to be aware of that. Elbow dysplasia, similar sort of thing, and also happens in those three breeds very commonly as well, and Rottweilers also. A lot of breeders will do screening tests on their breeding stock, looking to see whether their dogs have a history of hip dysplasia or elbow dysplasia, and trying to make sure that they're breeding dogs that have as close to normal hips as possible and close to normal elbows as possible, because a good portion of it is genetic, but not always genetic, and it's not always predictable. So that would be one big thing there. The other one that we'd always want people to be aware of is Bulldogs and French Bulldogs, the airway issue. And they are lovely dogs personality wise and they look really cute, but unfortunately their cuteness of their sort of squished faces comes at a cost that they don't have great airflow through their nose or their mouth and their throat, and that can result in serious problems when they get too active about obstruction with airflow or heat stress and heat stroke. And we can do surgeries that can improve this within the throat that can help, but it doesn't resolve it completely. And we see a lot of those because they're a pretty popular breed for understandable reasons. They're really lovely dogs and like I said, look really cute. So people need to be aware to get them checked out to see if their veterinarian thinks, okay, the amount that they're breathing and what they're having trouble with warrants surgical correction or not early on, because the earlier you do it, then the better the outcome later on.
And probably another one where you would want to have insurance
before it's identified. That's right.
Yeah, when it turns into an emergency, it's a lot more expensive to deal with it then.
And a lot less successful.
Yeah. Okay. So we talked about a lot of really common surgical conditions. Great.